obviously haunted.
Obviously.
I might want to go get a drink, but...
I'm drinking.
So I might go get a drink.
Do you want to go get a drink?
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Now.
Hello.
Hello. Anyway, how have you been?
Well, I have been desperately missing you. That's for sure.
I know. I feel like it's been forever. How long has it been? So, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And what, we used to go like a month of that talk?
Well, you know, you get used to it. So I missed you, and I don't know, it's not the same without you.
Well, I'm here, and yay! I'm ready to hear some interesting stories. Are we rebranding? So we're not going to say...
No, we're going to say something new and exciting this week. So... So it's going to, instead of being New England is haunted, now it's going to be obviously haunted.
Obviously.
Obviously. So
obviously haunted.
And that way we can talk about other stuff. We can just branch out a little bit. Next week, so I don't know when I'm going to post this one, this episode, but next week I'm going to post an episode about my hometown, Denton, with my friend Andy, who lives in Denton, who I grew up with. So we're going to talk about Goatman's Bridge. That's going to be fun. And then the one, if I can ever get it to function, the one I just recorded with Sebastian is actually in New England. So it's in Fairhaven. But she has a friend in Georgia who is a psychology professor who actually studies ghosts and paranormal, like the psychology of the paranormal.
That's freaking cool.
I was like, what? So whoa. She said she's gonna hook us up and like introduce us so that maybe we can get her friend on the podcast and talk to her about the school that she works at, which is obviously haunted.
Obviously.
So, but that's all in the future.
Yeah. Okay. So where is this story taking place?
Easton, Connecticut.
Oh, that obviously sounds haunted.
Obviously haunted. So we are talking about Easton, Connecticut, because we are going to talk about the most haunted cemetery in New England. Possibly.
Oh, cool.
In America. It's cool, and also it brings in my two favorite paranormal human beings in the entire world who I have opinions about. Ed and Lorraine Warren. No. So we're gonna be telling some tales today.
All right, I'm excited.
All right, but first and foremost, what do we usually do at the beginning? Like introductions and crap.
Hi, I'm Allie.
Oh, no, wait. Okay. Let's do it. Okay. And we'll say it together. Okay, ready? You first.
I thought you said I'm Becky.
Oh, well, okay, fine. I'm Becky.
And I'm Allie.
And Easton, Connecticut is
obviously
haunted.
Obviously haunted.
That was so bad. We had just gotten so good at New England is haunted. Okay, we'll make it work.
You totally froze. And I was like, I'm not sure what to do.
I'll figure it out. I'll cut it together. It'll sound awesome.
Okay.
We'll do it later. All right. Okay, so Easton, Connecticut, we're going to be talking about Union Cemetery. So I thought I would switch things up a little bit. And instead of telling you the ghost story first, I'm going to tell you a little history first, and then I'm going to tell you the ghost story. So we're talking about Union Cemetery. It's a cemetery in Easton that is like 400 years old. Super freaking old. The oldest headstones are like from the 1600s. It's really old.
Wow. Is it huge?
I mean, it's big. It's big. What's huge? I don't know. It's not like
football fields long kind of thing.
It didn't look like that, but it's hard to tell from photographs because, you know, what you see is like because it's so old, you've got a lot of like headstones. You know, like new cemeteries, they're all the headstones are like flat on the ground, so you can really see how big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like that. There's like a bunch of big stone angels and like old fashioned headstones and stuff like that. So it's really hard to tell from photographs. But cool. We should probably go and see how big it is for ourselves.
Yeah.
Have you been to Connecticut?
Just to my aunt's house in Manchester, Connecticut.
I think we were talking about that fancy mm-hmm. people in Connecticut. I don't really know, like Easton is not a big place and it's close to some other towns. So I guess is that sort of a thing up there where you get like lots of little sort of little towns like that are really close to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so that's kind of what Easton is. And this cemetery is really old, but it's sort of in between. And I guess it serves like multiple little towns. It is located near the Easton Baptist Church, which in one article I read said dates back to the 1700s. But I actually read the history of the church that had nothing to do with the cemetery. And the church itself dates back that far. But the church building that's by the cemetery was built in 1829, which is still pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't anything like weird or tragic that happened there. There's not just like a whole lot of history. The big thing with this one was the connection to Ed and Lorraine Warren, because Union Cemetery was one of their first really big ghost investigations that happened when they founded the New England Society for Psychic Research, which is like their big ghost or paranormal research group. And so the New England Society for Psychic Research was founded in 1952, and they did their investigation, or I guess they did a few investigations of Union Cemetery, but I think their biggest, like most famous one that kind of put them on the map was in the 1960s. So we're going to talk, I feel like I said that was wrong, 60s or 70s, 1970s. That's part of like the ghost story. And we're going to talk about that. And yeah, and then, so there's not really a whole lot
of history.
Yeah, of history. I mean, I guess there is, but not history that is related to.
Right. Nobody famous is buried there or anything.
Right. Not that I know of anyway. Okay. So here's the ghost story. So, oh, and this is great because we already have a theory about this ghost.
We as in who?
As in you and I. Because this ghost is the White Lady.
Mm. White Lady.
So, well, yeah, we'll touch on that later. All right. she's the White Lady of Union Cemetery. A ghost in a long white nightgown is said to wander through the graveyard at Union Cemetery at night, and she's been seen by a ton of people for hundreds of years in a variety of ways. And she's very famous. And she's said to be a young woman who passed away during childbirth. Oddly, Oh, does that like hurt you a little bit?
It hurts a little bit. My ovaries hurt a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Moving on. It's just sad.
Oh, it is. Yeah. So young woman passed away during childbirth. And she's said to be followed around by dark jumping shadows that seem to be harassing and arguing with her.
Oh, man.
I know.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. It's not a nice story.
But why are these like lady ghosts always in plain clothing? It's like they're either in something white or they're in something black. But why not like, oh, the lady in the polka dot dress, you know? I don't know why.
The lady in paisley.
Yeah.
I don't know. We should try and find some.
We should try to
find some ladies who are dressed like the lady in the peacock hat. Like,
yeah. There has to be that ghost.
Yeah. She's probably a theater ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting it out there. Okay. So, yeah, so she walks around in a white nightgown and dark, jumpy shadows harass and argue with her all the time. It's pretty fucked up. Does that sound kind of like being a mom? Like a little bit?
Yeah. Creepy little shadows following you around, jumping on you. Yep, yep, yep. You gotta love them, but they're crazy.
Awesome. Okay, so the most common sighting of the White Lady is actually not in Union Cemetery, but on the highway just outside of Union Cemetery. So drivers, as they're driving by the cemetery, have to slam their brakes on to avoid hitting a woman in a white dress or a white nightgown that just seems to appear out of nowhere and walk out in the middle of the road. And then they'll either drive through her and it's like she wasn't, like she just disappears, or when they, their car stops and they are able to stop, she's just gone. Wow. So yeah, so this is like, that's the most common
that would sighting. Be terrifying when you're driving,
right? Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, that's, I wonder why she's doing that, because she's just gonna cause a million accidents.
You'd wonder how she hasn't already caused a million accidents. Well, I guess it's like not, it's not like a major, I guess it's a highway, but it's not like there's a lot of stuff out there. So okay. People in the middle of the night probably wouldn't be driving, you know. Oh, I was going to ask you, do you do that thing up there in New England where you like hold your breath when you're driving past a cemetery?
Oh my God, I did that every single time when I was a little kid, and I had to hold it until I passed a white house.
I've never heard that part.
Yeah.
I mean, I still hold my breath when I pass a cemetery.
I don't do it anymore. I don't do it anymore for some reason, but I used to so badly when I was a kid. And if there wasn't a white house nearby, I was screwed. Cause I was like oh, a little breath. Okay. Oh, you're the white house. And then I was like, okay, I don't need to be this superstitious.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't even think about it really. I don't think about it, but I still do it. I just, yeah. That's how ingrained it is.
Yeah. I think about it every time I pass. And yeah. I don't necessarily hold my breath, but I think about what if I did, or is it superstitious and all that. So yeah, but when I was a kid, big time.
Absolutely.
Held my breath.
So I wonder, I don't know, I think that like that idea of ghosts coming out of the cemetery, like that must be where that superstition comes from, right? Is that sort of fear of ghosts like leaving their graves and coming out to get
you? But like we have a cemetery right up the road from us, and I actually took the kids for a walk on the cemetery. Is that weird? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No. I have a friend growing up who he and his parents used to go for picnics. Like they lived in an apartment right next to a cemetery, and they would like, that was like the biggest piece of, you know, nice looking land around. So
yeah,
they would go have picnics out there.
Well, they have like some paved pathways that we stayed on, and I like specifically told my kids, do not walk on the grass. We need to be respectful of the dead and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it was kind of interesting. And like my oldest, my stepdaughter, found it interesting reading the names and like the years of when they had passed. And it was kind of fun. Is that weird? It was kind of fun to walk through a graveyard with my children.
I think that's totally normal. I mean, because from a history sort of perspective, it's really cool to see, you know, who's buried, especially in your local graveyards. And like, are there family names that you recognize, or like names that are big in the town and things like that? And it's sad, but it's also kind of nice to like, I don't know, give people that moment of remembrance, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I find it interesting to look at the dates. Mm-hmm. And see how old they are. It can be really sad when you see some of like the little babies, babies that passed away. Yeah.
There was this is totally an aside, but there was a weird cemetery up in a mountain in Asheville, North Carolina, that my friend and I stumbled across because we were like hiking. And it was obviously just a local cemetery for like the families who lived in the mountains up there. And there was a whole set of headstones where it was like almost an entire family where all the men died in the same year. And it was I want to say it was during the Civil War.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, you could see, holy crap, like they all died, you know, during the Civil War or whatever. And it was just, it was sad, but it was also fascinating. Like this whole family, this story.
It was interesting too, the far back part of the graveyard next close to my house is all veterans that have passed. Oh. And so there's like flags and everything coming out of the ground, and it's sad to see that many people.
So like, that's like people, you know, that's a large percentage of the population.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will be moving very soon, and we'll probably find some larger graveyards
to go walk around in. Cool. All right. Maybe they'll be.
So tell me about the haunting.
All right. So back to it. This is the most famous story of a vision of the white woman, the woman in white, the white lady, whatever she's called, the white lady. Okay. So it's a man in the 1970s, and he reported he's driving down the road past Union Cemetery, and he gets this feeling in his car, and it's late at night, and he gets this feeling in his car of not being alone. Right? Yeah. So, and I have that all the time. The difference is he looks over his shoulder into the back seat to check. It's empty. It's totally empty. But as he's turning back toward the road, he sees a man sitting in his passenger seat.
What?
Okay. So I know you're saying a man, but this is the white lady. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting there. So he sees this man sitting in his passenger seat. The man is dressed in an old-fashioned way. He's got like a suit on, but it's wrinkled and it's worn, and he kind of looks like, you know, like an unsheltered person. He doesn't and he doesn't say anything. He just is staring out the passenger window, riding in the car, and the driver is just completely stunned. He doesn't know what to do. There's no way this guy could have gotten into his car because he's driving like whatever 50 miles an hour down the highway. So how would this guy have gotten in there without him seeing him? But he looks like a person. It's not, there's nothing that looks or appears paranormal or supernatural about this dude. So he just keeps driving.
What?
And well, he's, so he doesn't know what to do. I mean, yeah, I think
stop the car and scream and run away.
Just like bail, like don't even stop the car, just open the door and bail. Yeah. Tuck and roll. So, so he just keeps driving, and he's getting closer and closer to the cemetery, and he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. And all of a sudden he sees out of nowhere, a woman in a tattered white nightgown, and she's standing in the middle of the road with her hand straight out in like stop sort of sign. Right.
Yeah.
And he is moving too fast, and he notices her too late, and he slams on the brakes, but this is the 1970s. So the brakes lock, and his car fishtails and starts to spin, and he's sliding toward the woman, and she's not moving. And he actually yells, his driver's side window was down, and he actually yells out the window as he's sliding, like screams at her to get out of the way, but she's not moving. He passes right through her, the whole car, like on his side of the car.
Yeah.
So he sees it coming. He sees her coming, but it doesn't hit her. It just passes through her. No feeling, no shock, no anything, just passes through her. The car skids to a stop in the middle of the street, and he's totally in shock. He turns to look, and the man in the passenger seat is gone as well.
Huh. Interesting.
So he sits there in the middle of the road, completely shaken, until another vehicle coming the other way has to stop and honks as it pulls out around him. And he finally, like, kind of comes to and, like, realizes that he's got to move. And he turns the car back on and pulls back into the lane. And he just goes home. He just drives home.
What else would he do? Yeah.
I mean, wow. I don't know. Get out of the car. But yeah, so he just goes home. But he reports, like, after going home, usually he would get home after, like, a night shift like this, and he would, you know, hang out with his wife and have a couple beers and, like, eat. And he was generally, like, everybody sort of thought of him as this friendly, outgoing guy. But he went into this just deep depression for months afterwards. He just felt an overwhelming, he says he just felt an overwhelming sadness and loneliness for months. Couldn't explain it. When he finally starts to come out of it, what he does is he wants to share his story. So he goes to the New England Society for Psychic Research and tells his story to Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Okay.
Then after going to the Ed Lorraine Warren and their group, they decide they're going to do another investigation of Union Cemetery. And there's a night where Ed Warren goes out to Union Cemetery on his own. And he takes his camera, and he's just been thinking about it. It's been kind of roiling in his thoughts, and he decides he's going to go out there and try to get some footage of the woman in white.
Okay. Without Lorraine? Just
himself. Yeah. It's just, it wasn't like a real investigation. He was just kind of like, I just feel like it's the right thing, and I just have to do it, kind of a thing. Right.
Okay.
So he goes out to Union Cemetery, and he sets up a camera, and it's like the middle of winter, so it's really cold. And he sets up this camera on a tripod. After a while of, like, sitting and not seeing anything, he decides he's going to wait in the car because it's so cold. So he takes the camera and he takes it into the car with him, and he's sitting in the car with the camera, and he's just, like, watching to see if anything else is going to happen. And he'll run out and turn the camera on if something else happens. So he is sitting there, and all of a sudden he sees sort of this white shimmering figure back at the very back of the cemetery. And it seems to be sort of moving in and out of the headstones, and it's moving slowly, but it looks like the way a person would move, like it's moving intelligently, but it also sort of seems to be really smoothly, like almost floating. So he runs out of the car and he sets up his camera, and he's just watching, and he's watching this image, and it's coming closer and closer and closer. And as it's coming closer to him, he can see that it is a woman, and that it seems to be a woman dressed in some kind of a white, like old fashioned white gown. And he says he can't be sure if it's like a nightgown or if it's like an old fashioned dress, but it's something like that. So he sees this figure coming toward him. And as it gets closer, he can start to see these like dark, shadowy figures. And they seem to be like almost pulling at her, like pulling at her dress and jumping around her and kind of like yanking at her. And she just is ignoring them essentially, but she looks sad and she looks focused. And as they come closer, he can hear them. And it almost sounds like, even though it's not words, it's not a language that he understands, it sounds like they're arguing. And they get louder and louder and more agitated as they get closer. By his account, they finally come up to him, but it's like he's not even there. They don't seem to notice him at all or like recognize that he's there. And they pass by him, and he just watches her continue to walk off to the other side of the cemetery until she can't be seen anymore.
Wow.
And He's completely mind-boggled by this, grabs the camera, turns it off, goes home, goes to review the footage. He's caught the whole thing on tape.
Like, literally? Like, you can see it?
You who?
Like us?
Like us? No.
Of course not.
Of course not. And here's why. By his claim, he caught the whole thing on tape, and he has shown this tape and showed the tape, like, immediately to the New England Society for, what is it? Oh, the New England Society for Psychic Research. So he gets his whole team together, and he shows them the tape, and their minds are all blown or whatever, and they're like 100% in now. But it's such important evidence that they keep it under lock and key.
Where was his wife at the time? Could she have been wandering around the graveyard when he was taping?
Oh, it's so much juicier than that. Apparently, yeah. I mean, your brain went to the same place I went. Honestly, what my brain went to immediately. So I read that account of Ed Warren's experience in his book. And the book is, it's Ed and Lorraine Warren and a ghost writer, but I'm bumped, ghost writer. Anyway, and it's called, the book is called Graveyard, True Hauntings from an Old New England Cemetery. I read that account of the white lady from Union Cemetery, and I immediately started Googling. I was like, well, they're both dead. So this has got to be, you've got to be able to find it, right?
Yeah.
You can't find it anywhere. And there are accounts. I mean, there's like, there's a ton of stuff out there, especially after all of the movies about them and like a, based on their research and whatever. There's a ton of stuff out there about them. And it says that the footage is kept at the Warren's Museum. So it's like their haunted stuff museum or whatever, but nobody's allowed to see it. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, everyone who's in the New England Society for Psychic Research has seen it, but you have to be like a member of their team to be able to have access to that piece of evidence.
Huh. That's interesting. How much do you have to pay to be a part of this society?
That's the thing. Like,
we should join.
I do totally want to go to their museum though.
Okay.
Do you know about their museum?
Where is it?
Somewhere in Connecticut.
I didn't know about it.
They live in Connecticut, and it's like it was in the basement of their house, and it's still in the basement of their old house. It's like everything that they took from any of their investigations. So, like, that's where the Annabelle doll is. Yeah, and other stuff.
They took the Annabelle doll?
Yeah, you don't know the story?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do that one eventually. Okay, so Union Cemetery, the actual, like, haunting stuff, other than the white lady, which, like, that's the big one. They talk about it being the most haunted cemetery in America or whatever, but the only real story that is around it is this people seeing this white lady walking around. For the most part, they don't, like, people don't really even see apparitions. They do things like photographs. You can even look them up on Google or whatever, like Google Images. People have photographs of orbs and that kind of thing. But there's not like a whole lot of activity other than that. And I did read something about potentially hauntings in the church. The Baptist Church. But when I was reading about the Baptist Church, there wasn't anything from that. So it was like if you Google Union Cemetery or like Union Cemetery, Easton, Connecticut, everything that comes up is about hauntings and almost everything is related to Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's not like a lot of different stuff. Here's the good juicy part. So good
juicy part. Nice.
Good juicy part. There are two things in the like real story research that I found. One, the guy who had this experience that's in the book of seeing the woman, the white lady. I didn't put his name down because I don't know if he's still alive and I feel weird about it. And like, it was, I didn't watch the entire thing, but you can actually see a video of him being interviewed on like a daytime talk show with Ed Warren talking about this encounter. He is part of the society now. This supposedly like separate account that of a person who came to them because they had this crazy experience is now part of their group of people and is going on talk shows and stuff and talking about this encounter. And watching the video from the interview, the story is different. Not entirely different, but different enough, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really weird. And it sort of rubbed me the wrong way. And it's not, I think you could go in and you could be like, oh, that wasn't the same person. Like, cause like they had the same first name, but there's no last name mentioned and in the book and all this different stuff. But I was like, okay, it's a little weird. It's a little bit weird. Yeah. Right. So I kept digging on the Ed and Lorraine Warren thing. And there is this article in the Hollywood Reporter that came out really recently because of one of the movies. I think it was because of The Conjuring coming out and being such a hit, and their estate, like their daughter, is getting a ton of money from this. Well, so it was this Hollywood Reporter expose, and the Hollywood Reporter is totally a tabloid, and I understand that, but it's an expose on Ed and Lorraine Warren. And it's apparently an exclusive interview with a woman named Penny who says that when she was a teenager, that she lived in their house and had a consensual, like with the consent of Lorraine, an affair with Ed Warren.
as a teenager?
As a teenager. Yeah, as a teenager. Like 16, 17, 18, but like, ugh. So
wow.
That's not like that, okay, that's creepy and weird and I don't like it, but that's not why I thought this was relevant to the story. So she actually, in this article where she talks about like basically like being in this weird relationship and that their relationship was really weird and they like argued a lot, blah blah blah, blah. She claims that she actually helped Ed create the video of the white lady that is like their famous. Yeah. So what she says in this article is that it's literally like her in a white sheet, and that he had told her one day, he was like, okay, we're going to go out to Union Cemetery and this is what I want you to do. And I just want to get like a feel for what it would be like if we caught her on film. So she like threw a sheet over her head and like walked through the thing. And then, you know, a week later or whatever, suddenly they're showing this footage, this grainy, like 1970s footage to the team. And she's like, wait a minute. Like that was me. Like I made that, but wow. She just kept her mouth shut because she was a kid. So there, the estate, the Warren estate is like really pissed off about it. So yeah, this chick named Penny says that the video is a total fake, but the estate is pissed off and is like, absolutely not. It's not a fake. It's totally real. But you still like, they won't show it to anybody.
That's scary.
It's not even, it's like,
well, bullshit. Scary as they're just con men possibly, yeah, you know, like in exactly. It together, making millions. I wouldn't put it past them. There are people out there pretending to be psychic, right, and they're making money off of people like crazy. But I don't know. I feel like us saying that they're con men,
we're going to get sued.
Right.
Their daughter comes out of the woodwork. She's like, I know I'm worth $20 billion, but give me all your money.
Yeah.
I'm like, lady, I don't have any money.
Here's some change.
Everything in my wallet. Oh. You can have the second half of this Diet Coke that's 3 days old that I'll probably drink anyway. Yeah, no.
That's interesting.
One of the interesting things that I found when I was like looking at it is there's actually like a counter society in New England.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's the New England Skeptical Society. And we could do a whole podcast just on them. But I read an article about them where it talks about how they were doing a debunking like investigation with Ed and Lorraine Warren, because their whole thing is, yeah, they do paranormal or whatever, but their whole deal is going in and like debunking things like psychics and ghost sightings and all kinds of stuff like that. So they were going to go in and investigate Ed and Lorraine Warren, and they were like super nervous about it, because they were formed in like the 90s. And so the Warrens were already really well established and really well known. And they were like scared, like, oh, this is going to be really difficult. And like, how are we going to, we're going up against these really well-known like people, and they must know so much more than we do about this stuff. And then the guy from NESS, he's like, actually, they're just like, Ed Warren didn't know anything about real scientific investigation. Like, there's so much, Allison, there's weirdly a lot of science behind paranormal investigation. And some of it people call pseudoscience. And some of it is like my friend's colleague, who is the psychologist who studies like the psychology of ghosts and stuff. That stuff is legitimate science. And apparently the Warrens just did not keep up with any of that.
Yeah, they're kind of like the old folks that are not interested in learning all of the new technology.
Right. They probably did not have smartphones. I'm sure both of them were like landline until the day they died.
Yeah.
So, it's Union Cemetery. I don't know. Because what is there to know? It's this one story that's really scary.
Yeah.
But it could just be completely fabricated.
Wow. There were no other people that came out saying that they drove by and saw her in the road? Was it just that one guy?
Just that one guy that I found like evidence for, you know. And I read some articles, and like most of them were like, oh, this is this super haunted cemetery and we're going to visit it. And then they're like, but nothing happened while we were there. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, cool. So like, it's creepy and it's old and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's easy to tell a ghost story about a cemetery.
Real easy. Yeah. It's that thing where you walk up and you see like old gnarly trees and headstones, and you're like, well, it's obviously haunted.
Yeah.
It's time to grade.
I worry that we're going to get people pissed
off. I give it an A+ to avoid litigation.
Yeah. I gotta learn a little bit more about Ed and Lorraine Warren, I feel like.
No.
Because
I want to tell you all the stories.
Yeah, but you're I feel like you have a biased view.
You're right. I do.
Yeah.
You should learn some and bring like the other perspective. Yeah. Because maybe they're completely legit and I'm just being mean. Who knows?
I don't know. You've got to think, you know, if they're trying to keep their name up and they need a little bit of evidence, why not have some girl run around the graveyard with a sheet on?
That part of it is, you could see it from both sides too. You could see it as someone who's trying to cash in, because the story didn't come out until after the movies started taking off, you know?
Yeah. I haven't seen many of the movies.
There are. The Conjuring was pretty scary.
And that, I don't know, what do you want to tell me what that's about, or should I just watch it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's based on anything. I guess it's, if it's based on them, it's based on something real, but it's like some haunting, it's kind of Amityville-esque. It's like a family moves into a house and there's this big scary tree in the back, and it turns out like a witch was hung there, and they're getting all these creepy haunting from the witch. And that's why it's called The Conjuring, because it's like witches. Okay, so forgetting about, like, let's just for a second give the Warrens the benefit of the doubt. What would you grade this, the white lady?
Well, if the whole thing with like the car ride and turning and seeing a guy sitting in your car, and then a woman in the street being like, stop, and the craziness, like, that is pretty freaking cool, like the action of it. So in that case, I would say that's almost A level. And then I don't know, but it's missing the backstory. It's missing who's this character. There's no, who is this woman that there's like these shadows or demons like itching at her and driving her crazy, but it's like, why? You know, what's the story?
I don't know, man. Why did she show up in the house in Arkansas?
Yeah.
Why is she showing up in every window across the... she's everywhere, man. This white lady seems to be all over the freaking place.
Women in nightgowns. I gotta get myself a white nightgown.
I think we all need one. Yeah, I don't know. I would agree with you. I think that I would give it a B minus because the research just isn't there. Like there's not, and not for lack of trying. It's just that there's not a backstory. There's not anything to connect it to.
Yeah.
I would love it if there was some kind of like, you know, drunk driver hits a girl on the road outside of Union Cemetery. And now that story's like repeated with other drivers kind of a thing.
Yeah. Like, and well, it's strange, like with the man that was in the seat, just like looking at the graveyard and then she's in the street and then he disappears. Like, it's like, who's this guy?
Right. Just, and why
like,
is she
needed
like,
a ride back to this grave or something? Yeah. What's going
on? Hey buddy, I'm on my way to Easton. Where are you going? Right. I don't know. We could write a book. We should write a book. Because here's my theory.
You're the writer. You write the book.
Whoever she is, the reason that she's hanging around Union Cemetery with like little black shadows running around, I think she shows up everywhere where there's a ghost. And she like draws the ghost to her and then brings them all back to Union Cemetery. And that's why she shows up everywhere, because she's like bringing the other spirits.
What if they're all like the baby spirits, the little babies?
They seem pretty upset about being there. So maybe she's not a good guy. Women can be bad guys too.
Yeah.
And bad guys don't always wear black. Sometimes they wear white. I don't know. So I give it a B minus. That's my grade.
Okay. Do I need to give a better grade?
No.
Okay.
I mean, are you going to stick with an A?
I mean, the story is good when it comes to it, but if it comes to credibility, then no, it gets knocked down to a B.
Yeah. Okay. So we can call it a B. We'll call it a B. Well, So we're going to be rebranding. I'm going to change the RSS feed and change the logo. And so that should change it everywhere. But I have to change the names of like our Instagram and all of our social media.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it might take me a little while to like move through it. So if things are confusing, it's because we're in the middle of this and I'm working on it. It's either New England is haunted or it's obviously haunted.
Obviously haunted.
Make sure to keep, even though we've changed our name, make sure that you keep rating and reviewing and subscribing. And so we've decided that I think we've decided that it's obviously not haunted. But should we say it's obviously haunted or should we say it's obviously not haunted?
I don't know. We gotta do more research on this Ed and Lorraine Warren. I feel like our podcast is going to become just a research on Ed and Lorraine Warren.
No, I promise you it won't. I'll go far outside of Ed and Lorraine Warren. Okay, so what we'll say is we'll do that's Easton, Connecticut, and it's obviously haunted. Does that sound like a outro?
Yeah.
Or do you have a better idea?
No.
Okay. Okay, so that's the story of Union Cemetery and Easton, Connecticut, and it is
obviously
haunted. I'm so happy that you're back, Allie. It's good to see your face.
Oh, ow.
Okay.